your warmth, their hope. Get ready, this July, the Smurfs are taking over Lusaka for a movie premiere like no other. Join us at Stokenical Cinemas, Manderhill, for a magical green carpet experience on the 26th and the 27th of July. It's the perfect family outing with photo moments, theme decor, and a big screen adventure you won't forget. Tickets are just 285 kwacha and available now at Manderhill and Gigi Bonta stores. Don't miss the biggest family movie event of the year. The Smurfs movie premiere, partly brought to you by Butterfly.
After the Butterfly experience, parents and kids will never be the same.
Why are we here? Good question. But not as good as, are you the best version of yourself? Because we...
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Government concerned over rise in obscene material cases. LCC cracks down on illegal car repair workshops. And Cameroon opposition leader banned from challenging world's oldest president. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chilopa. Deputy Government Chief Whip Likando Mufalali has expressed concern over the increasing number of arrests related to the production and circulation of obscene material. Ms. Mufalali noted the trend, which is mostly prevalent among young people, is eroding the moral fabric of the nation. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Mufalali warned that a society that is not morally upright poses a danger to itself and future generations. The law enforcement agencies are urged to ensure that the law is applied fairly and consistently in all such cases, said Ms. Mufalali.
Condemn even those who are distributing these materials. You get an obscene video, then because you just want numbers on your Facebook page, you throw it and then people start saying, okay, it was on this page. And this is what is happening. People are trying to use social platforms for them to get numbers so that maybe they can get a $200 or whatever from Facebook or from Meta or any other platform. As government, I think we have put in place laws that should curb such kind of behavior. We cannot afford to continue.
Company executive owner and laparoscopic surgeon of Forest Park Hospital, Magdi El Shakawi, has called on the government to exempt private hospitals from the national load shedding schedule, citing the critical need for uninterrupted electricity to ensure quality healthcare delivery. In an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Shakawi emphasized the importance of continuous power supply in treating life-threatening conditions such as ischemic heart disease, stroke, cancer, and respiratory infections, where advanced medical equipment must operate without disruption. There's need for the government to separate hospitals from the general load shedding schedule because our services are delicate. Some machines used for cancer treatment and other conditions fail to operate effectively under limited power supply, said Dr. Shakawi. He acknowledged that while some hospitals have invested in alternative energy sources like solar power, these solutions are often unreliable and costly to maintain, especially when urgent care is required. Dr. Shakawi stressed that certain medical conditions demand uninterrupted power, and any disruption caused by load shedding jeopardizes patient care and treatment outcomes. He further said load shedding disturbs the delicacy and continuity of health services, which is crucial to saving lives. His appeal comes as many private health institutions across the country face increasing difficulties in maintaining consistent healthcare services amid Zambia's ongoing power shortages.
because, you know, we have here all the equipment and the big equipment like CT, like MRI, like cath lab. All those machines need power from this. We try by solar, we try by genset, but it is not enough because all of this electricity come from, produced from this way is hesitated. It's not good current to allow those big machines to work. So this is the only challenge, just remove us from the load shedding schedule. This is a very good vision to our hospital, you know, other business.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has enforced regulations prohibiting motor vehicle repairs in undesignated areas. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the move aims to protect public safety, reduce congestion, and mitigate environmental hazards. Ms. Mwamba said it also helps prevent obstruction of roads and sidewalks, reducing noise pollution and disturbance to nearby residents. She added that streets must be kept clean and clear as a way of improving traffic flow and reducing the risk of accidents. Residents must note that designated areas or workshops for motor vehicle repairs typically have the necessary infrastructure and equipment, trained personnel and safety measures in place, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. She noted that workshops for motor vehicle repairs must have proper waste disposal and environmental controls, ensuring that repairs are done safely and responsibly.
In a bid to maintain order and safety in the city, the Lusaka City Council has enforced regulations prohibiting motor vehicle repairs in undesignated places. Residents must note that designated areas and workshops for motor vehicle repairs typically have the necessary infrastructure and equipment. This ensures that repairs are done efficiently and safely without posing risks to the public.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has registered 39 establishments which produce food products and beverages covered by compulsory standards in the first half of 2025 in 5 provinces. ZICSA registered 20 entities producing food products and beverages during the first quarter of 2025, while 19 firms were recorded in the second quarter of 2025 in Lusaka, Central, Western, Eastern and Southern provinces. ZICSA Manager Communications and Public Relations Brian Hatioka said the establishments have invested in the production of mealie meal, peanut butter, wheat flour, cooking oil, fruit-flavored drinks, jams, packaged drinking water, and alcoholic beverages. Mr. Hatioka has therefore advised consumers to refrain from consuming beverages and food products whose source is unknown or questionable. Consumption of food products and drinks whose safety has not been ascertained scientifically may pose a risk to their health and lead to sickness or even death, said Mr. Hatioka in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. He has since appealed to consumers to be safety conscious and only buy food products and beverages from regulated and reputable outlets.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has registered 39 establishments which produce food and beverages covered by compulsory standards in the first half of 2025 in 5 provinces, thereby underscoring our determination to protect consumers. It is a legal requirement for manufacturers, importers and suppliers of products covered by mandatory standards to register with the agency. Products covered by compulsory standards, including food and beverages, are only allowed on the market once they comply with the regulatory requirements.
In African news, Cameroon's opposition leader Maurice Kamto has been excluded from the list of candidates in the 12 October presidential election. Only 13 of the 83 names submitted to the country's electoral body, ELECAM, were accepted. No reason was given for the decision not to allow Kamto to stand. He came second in the 2018 elections amid allegations of fraud. Coming up shortly, Israel to open humanitarian corridors amid global outrage over starvation in Gaza. Listen more, stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV, so we should take care. A person can live with HIV in the body for many years without knowing it and without feeling sick. During this period, a person may pass on the HIV to people he or she has sex with.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
Another rest of the news. Dozens of Palestinians, mostly women and children, gathered around a charity kitchen in Gaza City in the center of the enclave, carrying their pots and hoping